take of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, this is Ray. I received an ad from your bank regarding various loan products that you guys offer. I don't know. It has a reservation code. I don't know if you need that or not. But
okay, just give me one moment. Yeah, what's the reservation code?
It's 251104010050 1880.
And I'm sorry, what were the last four?
1880.
And what company are you with, Ray?
I'm with Chem Investors LLC.
And I'm sorry, is that Chem, C-H-E-M Investors?
Yeah, C-A-M.
Oh, C-A-M.
Yeah.
Chem Investors LLC.
Right.
Let's see. Okay. Give me just one moment. I'll see. And the last eight were 00501880.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, the last, okay.
00501880.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner there?
Not 100%. I have a couple other partners.
Okay, what percentage do you own there, Ray?
25%.
Is it like four owners at the 25% equity, or?
No, there's three owners, and they're at various levels of equity. Another one's at 30, about, and another one's at about 55. But I'm the managing member of the group.
Gotcha.
The others are passive members.
Okay, and what were you looking to do there for the business, Ray?
Well, the business is a flipping business, so we buy houses, we fix them up, and then we sell them. And what I wanted to do is wanted to explore getting a line of credit or a loan so that I could expand my business.
Okay, and how much did you have in mind there for the business?
Well, I don't know what's typical for you guys. Right now, it's a small business. I have three homes currently on the market. I have two homes currently on the market and one in escrow. And I'd like to get a couple more going. They're cash financed, so there's no loans against any of the properties right now. And what happens is I have to when I've been online on these things, so I'm getting online. I go check out the houses, and then I bid against other people. So I have my inventory right now is I have. I have two houses and one in escrow right now. One of them's worth $165,000, and it's all fixed up. It's on the market right now. And then I have another one at $250,000. And then I have another $245,000 in the bank. So I got like about, you know, over. Let's see.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I have about $760,000 in the bank, and so I don't know how much you, I got about $760,000 worth of assets. And what I wanted, I either want to get a line of credit or I'd like to explore getting a loan so that I could purchase a couple more of these things.
Okay. And okay, so we do have lines of credit available typically for customers with good credit score 720 and higher, and we also have our working capital program. Let me ask you a few questions here and figure out what we'd be able to do for
Okay.
you. What did you do in gross sales last year, 2015? Your top line revenue.
I think we did around 600,000. That's a guess, though.
600,000. Okay. And how about this year? What are you on track for there?
It just depends.
I know. I'm sure it kind of depends on
I
if you're
mean,
able to move these two properties.
I
What's
think
your ballpark figure?
56. I would say, just say 750,000.
Okay. All right. How is the personal credit? Good, bad,
Well, my
average.
personal credit, it's probably close to 800.
Okay, so I'd say very good. Okay. And how long have you been in business there, Ray?
For with CAM Investors, this will be my second year.
Second year, okay. Second year. How's the real estate market? Pretty strong there?
I live in Ventura County, but I've been looking at houses in the high desert, so that'd be in like Hesperia, Apple Valley. I'm in escrow on a house in Hallandale right now, so I've been looking in the high desert. That'd be the areas behind Big Bear.
Okay. And are you typically bidding on
So,
foreclosed
it
houses?
just depends on how you buy. If you buy, yeah, the inventory is moving pretty quickly as long as you're in the right season. Right now, it's a little bit seasonal, so it's a little bit low. But yeah, things are moving pretty good. So,
That's good. Are you typically bidding on like foreclosed homes at auctions or just kind of seeking out the right deal, I'd assume?
yeah, I use various auction sites. I've picked them up on the through the MLS. I've had people refer me houses, people that are looking to get out. They've referred me. I ran another a flipping business prior to this one, and we even picked up stuff off the government staff, auctioning and bidding on them.
Right. And are you familiar with the working capital program?
No, that's a new
Okay.
one.
So typically what we're able to do is we typically free up about 10 to 15% of your gross revenue. So, based on the information you provided me, realistically, for your business, I think we'd be somewhere around being able to free up anywhere from $80,000 to $110,000 for you. So,
Okay.
is that something that you could put to work there, as far as maybe securing another property?
It just depends. Let me yeah the, I
That
had
would be.
an I had
I'm sorry.
another opportunity that I wanted to jump on, and that would help me do that.
Okay, and okay. What are your margins like there? I know I'm sure it's a hard question to answer, given your industry. I'm sure it varies on projects, but how much are you typically profiting off? Let's say, on an average property, how much are you?
10 to 15%. Now about 10 to 15%.
Okay, 15%. Okay, yeah, I know right now the
Sometimes
mark.
more. It just depends if you get lucky or not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I know that's a really hard question to answer because. In your industry especially. So yeah, I know the real estate here in San Diego is it's crazy. Market's really strong and houses are on the market on my street for like a couple weeks and then they're already
yeah,
already in escrow. It's crazy right now. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send off the application to you. It's a real simple process. We look at bank statements. We look at a one-page application. And then your most recent tax return, just the first page with the gross sales. And then from there, we typically get you an answer in, you know, typically about 2 days, I would say. So it's a pretty straightforward process.
Yeah, I think I have an application here that you guys sent me. It's a business loan application.
Yeah, it's that one. Were you planning on faxing that over? I can even send you like a digital copy for the...
I don't know. What else do you need with this? You need...
we'll look at six...
tax returns.
Yeah, we're going to look at just the business tax return. Business tax return from, you know, 2015. And then we'll look at 6 months business bank statements. So those three items, all pages, 6 months business bank statements. And then we'll take those three items.
Like out of B of A.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, 6 months, and I can.
Well, I have a P&L. I have a balance sheet that shows how much each property, how much I paid each for each property, and how much I made on each property.
Okay, yeah, that would be that would be nice to have that as well. Ray, what's your email address? Let me send this off to you just so you can have it in front of you there. The information.
Yeah.
What's the best email for you?
It's R, for Ray, P for Paul, June, J-U-N-E, the number one. So rpjune1@gmail.com.
All right, so I have R as in Robert, P as in Paul, June like the month, and then the number one at gmail.com.
That's it.
Cool. Yeah, Ray, I will get that sent off to you here in the next few minutes, and then, you know, as soon as you get that.
Is that like a line of credit you're talking about?
So here
is that we're talking about, a $100,000 loan, working capital loan?
Oh yeah, so good question. So we have both programs. So I would be submitting you to the credit department and seeing. I mean, I think you're going to get approved if your credit is. You know, I believe you when you say your credit is close to 800. That you know will suffice for being approved for a credit line of credit. However. I don't know how high, if that's going to go as high as like a working capital loan would be. So what I would do is, you know, detail your needs in the email when I send the file over to our credit department and then explain the situation. And then they would just, you know, we'll bring whatever the best we have is to the table for you there.
What kind of terms are you offering on your like lines of credit?
So the lines of credit. We'll start with the working capital loan. Terms are anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And, you know, especially in your industry, they all have prepayment discount penalties. So, you know, if you flip a house, you know, you can pay it off early and get quite a bit of a discount. And then lines of credit vary.
Are there prepayment penalties with those?
No. Absolutely not. In fact, like I said, most of them have prepayment discounts, which I know in your industry is very important because you flip a couple of properties, it makes sense to sometimes pay those off early. So they have absolutely no penalties. I'd say 90% of them have prepayment discounts, and I'll you know outline that in your file that's something that you're looking for. And lines of credit, you know, as far as starting off, I don't think they're going to go as high as you're looking for, but we can just bring the best that we have to the table and then go from there and, you know, of course, work you up a proposal. If it works for the business, great. If not, you know, there's no strings attached. So, all right, Ray?
Okay. All right. Well, shoot me that email and I'll be anxious to, you know, look at it and read it through.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like I said, we'll get you an answer.
What's your name?
My name is Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Okay, Gabe.
Yeah,
your last name, Gabe.
It's Nowaskey, Nowaskey.
Okay.
And I'll get that sent off to you here. You'll have all my contact information in the email as well. If you have any questions in the meantime. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Gabe. Nice speaking with you, and we'll see what we can do for you. All right.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.